الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان، فقال: ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is beyond human comprehension. Manifest in every facet of His creation. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah Ta'ala expresses His khaliqiyat in the Quran in this comprehensive, all-encompassing manner, where Allah says that besides Allah, siwallah, besides Allah, everything that exists is Allah's creation. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Power belongs only to Allah. Creation belongs only to Allah. Hukumat and kingdom belongs only to Allah. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Halat and conditions, whether ease, whether adversity, whether prosperity, whether hardship, in this earth belongs only to Allah. The decision is in Allah's hands. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This is Allah. Allah is introducing Himself in the Quran. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ. This is your Allah. And who is Allah? رَبُّكُمْ. Allah is your Rabb. And as we have mentioned in these verses, the first manifestation of the rububiyat of Allah, خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the creator of everything. This makhluq, this creation of Allah takes different shapes, different forms in front of us. There are so many multitudes of Allah's creation that we cannot count Allah's creation. We cannot even imagine the vastness of Allah's creation. There are those creation which ulama ikram mention are mar'iyat, those creation which we can see. Then greater than that, ghayru mar'iyat, those creation which are beyond sight, which we cannot even see. Classical example is the malaika of Allah. How many malaika of Allah? How many malaika did Allah create? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah says the true number only Allah knows of the armies of Allah. How many? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us an example. He says, أَتَّتِ السَّمَاءِ. You look up, what do you see? You see the sky. That blue light that you see is just a reflection, that is not actually the sky. The sky is many, many million miles away. The vastness of it, we can't even imagine. Scientific estimation, guesses are there. But the reality, the true vastness of Allah's creation, only Allah knows. Look at the example that Rasulullah SAW gives of just one makhluk, one creation of Allah. He says, Attati sama. Atta ya ittu is an Arabic expression that is used when the burden becomes too heavy to bear. Creaking, groaning. You put weight on something which is more than it can bear, it starts to creak and groan and shake and reverberate. This is the expression Rasulullah SAW used. He says, Attati sama, the sky creaked and groaned. Wa huqqa laha an ta'it. And why should it not be so? Huqqa laha, why should it not be so? Why? Attati sama, wa huqqa laha an ta'it. He said, the sky creaked. And why should it not be so? Why? You will not find the space. Arba asabia. You will not find the space of even four fingers. Except there is an angel, sajidan lillah, making sajda before Allah. How many malaika? Baytul Ma'mur. The Kaaba of the malaika, situated on the seventh heaven in Mi'rajun Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to one riwayat, he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam leaning against Baytul Ma'mur. Nurani makhluk, the malaika, make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. How old is this universe? Scientists estimate. Again, I am reiterating, this is guesswork. Different theories. They look at carbon dating and other instruments that are used to guess as to the age of this universe. Estimates vary. Some say 20 billion. More acceptable version currently. Science keeps changing. Why? Because it is the product of human experience, human intelligence, human intellect. Human experience, human intellect is defective. Quran is haq. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what my Nabi said is haq. That we will bring iman upon. Scientific guesswork, what they establish, if it doesn't contradict Quran and Hadith, we'll accept it. But when it comes against Quran and Hadith, when it lines up against Quran and Hadith, whether it is theories about virus, whether it is theories about coronavirus and sickness, whether it is about vaccines, whether it is about adopting measures that may or may not protect you, no problem with human experience, scientific research. But if it aligns with Quran and Hadith, we will accept it. If it goes against Quran and Hadith, then day can be day, night can be night. Understand, my respected brothers, Quran and Hadith is haq. Anything else besides that is a lie, is deception. This is our iman. Coming back to what we were saying, scientifically they estimate this universe is 13.7 billion years in age. According to the riwayat, from the time Allah created malaika, creation of malaika supersedes the creation of the universe. Every day, 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Allahu Akbar. Qiyamah will come. 13.7 billion years have passed. True or untrue, Allah knows best. Maybe more, maybe less. How many days is that? 365 days a year. Do the maths. 13.7 billion years. How many more years till Qiyamah? Allah only knows. Every day, 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Till Qiyamah, one angel will not get a second chance. How many malaika has Allah created? What is the size of the malaika? My Nabi, Ibn Qudamah Hanbali rahimahullah, mentions the riwayat. He says, my Nabi was in Ghare Hira, in the cave of Hira. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istala'a lahu Jibreel. Jibreel presented himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, certain creations not visible. to normal human beings. Allah made His malaika visible to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That tells us of the sight of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Science will fail, technology will fail. The eye of my Nabi will not fail. Except what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. Belie science and technology if it contradicts what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. This pandemic, this virus that's just passed was one crunch test. Many more tests will come. Allah protect you, Allah protect me. Let us not be beguiled and be fooled to take as concrete what is the product of human intellect, human research, human experience, because all these are defective. All these are defective. Scientific theories are constantly changing. One popular theory, if you want to accept it, when it belies Quran and Hadith, you and I will have to accept that my and your grandfather was a monkey. Darwin 1809 to 1883, when they moved away from Quran and Hadith, these are the type of theories that they put forward. Theories that they put forward in the name or in the guise of certainty, in the guise or lie of certainty, that your and my ancestors were monkeys, or one cell accidentally broke up into two cells. Then a series of further accidents took place and it carried on like this till eventually one cell became this human being. The paragon of Allah's creation, when these theories leave science, leaves technology, when these theories are weighed in front of basic logic, we will understand the lie and deception that is behind this. What is the reason for promoting such theories? Because the alternative is unpalatable. The alternative is unacceptable. What is the alternative? To accept my Allah. To accept the khaliqiyat of Allah, the rububiyat of Allah, the hakimiyat of Allah, the hukumiyat of Allah, the samadiyat of Allah, the jabariyat of Allah. In alam-e arwah, in the land of the souls, every one of us was asked this question, alastu bi rabbikum, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? Every one of you is marboob, Allah is Rabb. Every one of you is mahkum, Allah is hakim. Every one of you is masjood, Allah is sajid. Every one of you is Mansur, Allah is Nasir. Every one of you is Mahkum, Allah is Hakim. Every one of you has to bow down and make sujood before Allah. The science of today, so-called science, the agnostics of today, the followers of their desires of today will use these lies, this treachery, this deception in the name of science, in the name of technology, in the name of advancement, and they will try because their teacher is Shaitan, and he is much more intelligent than you and I. They will use these guiles to deviate us. Sometimes it's a sickness, sometimes it's an accident, sometimes it's some economic problem, sometimes it's some different condition in the world. Tests will come, because my Allah has said, أَخَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, do you think, I'm not translating literally, the crux of this verse of the Quran, Allah says, do you think my Jannat is for free? Do you think this iman that you were given is for free? There's no price to it, there's no test. It won't be weighed, it won't be measured. Once I was traveling along the south coast, I used to give this example that this happens in India, Pakistan. I experienced it even here. We wanted to use the public toilet. They had a gate. You had to put a 2 rand or a 5 rand coin. I didn't have any coins. I had to beg somebody, find a coin because I had an emergency to get inside that toilet. You can't enter a toilet for free. And we want to enter Allah's Jannat for free. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahimahullah, public toilet. To enter, they say you have to pay to utilize the facilities. He starts crying. These were waliullah, friends of Allah, people who in whose hearts the noor of iman had permeated. So when he's told to pay a fee to enter the toilet, he starts crying. So they asked him, why are you crying? Someone says, I've got the money. Why are you crying? It's just a few pennies. He says, this is the home of najasat and filth and shayateen. I can't enter here for free. How am I going to enter Allah's Jannat for free?
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Allah says, do you think we are going to give you iman on a plate? Do you think we are going to give you the key to Jannah on a plate? Do you think we have endured that my Habib suffer for the sake of this iman that you have gotten? And it will be cheap, there won't be a price tag, you won't be tested. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the nations of the past, and you will be tested. Science, technology, conditions in this world, different halat that will come in front of you, sickness, loss of life, loss of property, changing conditions. These are Allah's tests. This world is Allah's examination room. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, the nations of the past were tested. You also will be tested. And we will make it clear.
What does make it clear mean? Allah doesn't know. Allah already knows. Allah uses the word فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهِ. Allah will come to know. Allah doesn't need to come to know anything. Allah already knows everything. Allah will make it clear to you and I. So that you and I will not be able, will not have any excuse to belie this, because that day is coming. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. اقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah says, when the day of reckoning comes, I will not need to take your reckoning. I will tell you to read your own book and you decide yourself. I sent one virus, did you run away from the masjid? I sent one test, what was your reaction to it? How did you react? Did you run towards Allah or did you run away from Allah? We're not here to run anybody down. One test passed, there will be other tests, and there were previous tests. It's time for us to look deep. It's time for us to understand that لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. In the heavens, in the earth, no bullet, no virus, no germ, no insect, no bomb, no sword, no economy, no sickness, no depression, no condition in the heavens and the earth can ever harm you if Allah has not decreed it. مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Allah has decreed it. Why? Why is Allah telling you this? لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Why? هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. He is the Mawla. He is the protector. His sanctuary is the masjid. His sanctuary is his ibadat. His sanctuary is his obedience. His sanctuary is sujood before him. His greatest sanctuary is that you and I make our imam and our role model and our guide Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huwa maulana wa ala Allahi. Huwa maulana wa ala Allahi. Falyatawakkalil mutawakkilun. So you and I, Allah is telling us, don't be deceived. Don't be beguiled. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about what's happening around you. Don't let that affect you. Don't let that guide you. Don't let that make decisions for you. Let my Quran, let my Hadith, let my Nabi be your decider. This is the meaning of tawakkul. Place your trust upon Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And Allah says that day is coming. When these conditions came, what did you and I do? Allah will say, your book will be opened up in front of you. And ajeeb, Quran is ajeeb. What does Allah say? Allah is going to read your book to you? Allah's malaika? No. Those records are already there. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says, every word you utter, my angels are already pleasant. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. My angels are writing down everything that you say. Look at the tafsir Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu makes of this verse. Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun akid. Every time you open your mouth, every word you utter, sometimes you are insulting someone.
Sometimes you are hurting the feelings of someone. Sometimes you are backbiting about someone. Sometimes you are speaking scientific theories that go against Quran and Hadith. Sometimes you are saying things that anger Allah. Sometimes you are saying things, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What does Quran say? There is one poisonous speech. One poisonous speech. How poisonous? تَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا. Allah says there is one poisonous speech that is so poisonous that if we let it have its correct effect, what will happen? This one utterance will destroy the heavens and the earth. The poison of it will rent asunder the heavens and the earth. What is that poisonous speech? أَنْدَعُوا لِلْرَحْمَانِ وَلَدَا. That you ascribe partners to Allah. That you ascribe children, na'uzu billah, to Allah. That you ascribe equals to Allah. That you consider technology and science above the law of my Allah. Allah says, if you let this type of speech come out, if you let this type of speech come out, and we allow it to have its free reign, it will destroy the heavens and the earth. So whatever you utter, look at what Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, in the tafsir of this verse, لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah's malaika are present, they are writing, يُكْتَبُ كُلُّمَا كُلُّمَا تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ إِبْنُ آدَمٌ. Every word that Ibn Adam utters is written down, hatta yuktab, to such an extent that even when you say akaltu wa dhahabtu wa raja'tu wa kharajtu, I ate, I walked, I talked, I left, I entered, I moved, even that is written down. Even that is written down. Nothing escapes. But on that day, Allah will not read this out to you. Allah will not say you did this and did that. What will Allah say? Iqra kitabak. You read your own book. You read your own book and you decide. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You decide. You decide. Make your own decision. What did you do when the conditions came? What did you do when azan was called out? What goes through your and my mind about tomorrow morning's fajr? What goes through your and my mind when I walk into that business and the temptation to lie is there, to deceive is there, to cheat is there? What goes through you and my mind when the rosy temptation of riba is brought in front? Take a loan on interest. Pull wool over somebody's eyes. Do this, do that. Temptations are there. The day is coming. Allah will say, read your own book. اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And you decide for yourself. Coming back to what we are saying. Allah's creation. Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahimahullah's riwayat. The sight of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes Jibreel would come in the form of Dahya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sometimes he would come in some other form. This occasion, Allah wanted to reveal the vastness of his creation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jibreel came in his original form. He came in his original form. What happened? Sadda al-ard min al-mashriq ila al-maghrib. From east to west, the entire horizon was blotted out by one angel. One angel, east to west, the entire horizon was blotted out. And this was such a frightening sight that the greatest of Allah's creation, خَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم falls down unconscious. Jibreel reverts to a human form, revives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the eyes of my Nabi opens, Subhanallah ya Jibreel, ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhihi surah. He says, glory be to my Allah, O Jibreel. I had no idea that Allah has created anything as vast as you. This is just one creation of Allah. And this is the reaction of Rasulullah ﷺ. مَا زَنَنْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ أَحَدًا عَلَى مِثْلِ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ
What does Jibreel say? إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْنِ مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي وَإِنَّ لِي 600 جِنَاحٍ Ya Rasulullah, I only opened two of my wings. I only opened two of my wings and Allah has given me 600 wings.
وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا It doesn't mean if you and I can't see it. It doesn't mean that if it is not scientifically proven. It doesn't mean if there aren't any concocted theories to support it that it is not the case. It is not the case. صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ My Nabi spoke the truth. My Nabi spoke the truth. These examples are there to give us that understanding, to give us that basirat.
Allahu Akbar, what does Jibreel say? Ma ana fi jambi ma khalaqahu Allahu illa yaseera. Ya Rasulullah, I am only one small creation of Allah.
I am only one tiny creation, yaseera, tiny creation of Allah. And then to support this,
Jibreel gives an example of another creation. خلق الله إسرافيل Allah has created another angel, his name is Israfil. I'm not going to the details, we're running out of time already.
Allah has created Israfil. له 600 جناح Israfil also has 600 wings.
And Ya Rasulullah, my 600 wings when they are opened up, the size that I become is not even equal to one of the 600 wings of Israfil. Subhanallah. And then, Jibreel goes on. He says, Ya Rasulullah, when Allah says, Ya Israfil, when Allah summons Israfil, when Allah summons Israfil, then the robe and the authority and the majesty and the greatness of my Allah is such. You and I just read Isha Salah. You and I just presented ourselves in Allah's court. You and I spiritually enacted Mi'rajun Nabi just now. We presented ourselves in Allah's court. فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ Like the poet puts it. When you and I said takbir tahrima for Isha Salah behind this imam, when we said Allahu Akbar, what did we do? We knocked at the door of Allah's arsh. The seven heavens and the seven earths were contracted. We were presented, we were transported spiritually to Allah's court. Our example became one who is knocking Allah, the door of Allah's arsh. The heavens and the earth were contracted. We presented ourselves in Allah's court. One was the way you and I presented ourselves. And one is the example of this angel where Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, my entire 600 wings, two of which were sufficient to blot out the entire earth, my entire 600 wings are not equal to one wing of Israfil. Israfil has 600 wings. And when my Allah summons him and says, when my Allah's caller, like the azan took place just now, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like you and I were summoned, when Israfil is summoned, the robe and the majesty of Allah causes the body of this angel to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink until he becomes a tiny pigeon in front of Allah. Tiny pigeon in front of Allah. So who are you and I defying? Who are you and I turning our backs upon? What is the direction of our life? Shab-e Barat. This name Shab-e Barat. This ulama have given, to the best of my knowledge, which is limited. I'm not saying it out of humility, it's a fact. To the best of my knowledge, it is limited. But nowhere in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will find this name, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called this night Shab-e Barat. We have this expression in hadith, Laylatun Nisfi min Sha'ban. The night of the middle of Sha'ban, or the 15th night of Sha'ban. This name Shab-e Barat, ulama have given.
Based on what? Based on the fact that this is Shab-e Maghfirat. This is Shab-e Rahmat. This is a night of mercy, a night of emancipation, a night of forgiveness, a night of the acceptance of dua, a night of protection from hellfire. Because of this exhortation and the manner in which my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam various riwayat extol the praises of this night, opened up before us the extent of Allah's maghfirat and mercy. Because of that, ulama have given this night the name Shab-e Barat. This is an indication. This is a time. This is an opportunity. My respected brothers, in fact, this entire season we have entered. This entire season we have entered from the start of Rajab. When my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Shaban. O Allah, bless us in Rajab and Shaban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And cause us to remain alive to experience Ramadan. In other words, a season started. When Shaban would come, just now, although it's not my intention to carry on past 9 o'clock, so none of you should get worried. Because the purpose of this night is not long bayans. We don't want to defeat the purpose and object. This is just muzakara. This is just a reminder. We are just touching the surface. We are just touching the surface. Because of the extent to which the mercy of Allah is opened up in this night, in this season. In fact, this very season from Rajab is a manifestation of Allah's extreme benevolence and mercy, which in reality, the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, just a cursory glance, surface, perusal of Quran and Hadith will cause any one of Iman to arrive at this conclusion that may all our lives be sacrificed upon our merciful Allah. It appears as if Allah is looking for excuses. Allah is looking for excuses to forgive you and I. The question that arises, my respected brothers, is how many of these opportunities we are going to waste? How much longer is our life going to be? How many more tests we want? How many more conditions we want before we are going to realize that how big that bank balance is? Or whatever car you are driving, or whether you live in posh real estate, or whether you live in a hut, where you are living, what your financial circumstances are, what the standard of your life is, all these issues that have clouded our thinking, that shaitan has beautified for us, so that many of us are judging our progress, and are judging the value of our lives, and are judging our standing on the basis of all these material achievements that are there around us. How many more years? How many more Ramadans? How many more Shab-e Qadr? How many more Shab-e Barat? How many more Ashuras? How many more excuses and opportunities that Allah keeps giving us are we going to carry on turning our backs upon before we arrive at the real conclusion, at the real conclusion, at the real conclusion that when Malakul Maut presents it himself to you and I, by the qasam of my Allah that created you and I, the size of that bank balance and the posh real estate where you are living, and whether you've got enough kept for the next 5 generations, and whatever overseas investments you have, or what your financial standing is, by the qasam of my Allah, its example is like one big zero. And anything that you multiply against zero, whether it is a million or a billion or a trillion, you and I know for a fact, it is still going to be zero if there is one important ingredient missing. And what is that ingredient? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ When Malakul Maut presents himself and you and I have not pleased Allah. You and I have not pleased Allah. And what does pleasing Allah mean? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our appearance, in our values, in our day, in our night, in the direction of our life. If the angel of death presents himself and this has not been achieved, then all those other things that I mentioned, by the qasam of my Allah that created you and I, will amount to zero. That is the reality. Whether society accepts it, whether university education causes you to reach that conclusion, or whether the media is telling you that, or whoever is saying whatever he wants to say. My respected brothers, if at that time Allah's mercy, we can't even imagine. Allah is looking for excuses. Allahu Akbar. One riwayat I just came across the other day. One person will come in front of Allah. Allahu Akbar. He will come in front of Allah on the day of judgment. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this man did nothing. He broke every command of Allah. Every command of Allah. His deeds will be weighed. Scales of justice will have been set up. On the pan of good deeds, there's nothing that he even knows about. And then, وَمَعَ ذَلِكْ يَأْتِيهِ النِّدَى. Despite all this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the caller will call out. The caller will call out, اُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِكْ. اُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِكْ. Enter Jannah, enter paradise through your actions. This man, because of the direction his life went, he will feel compelled to say to Allah, what action? What action? There's only blackness, there's only darkness. Where did the light come from? Allahu Akbar. The mercy of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. أَلَسْتَ كُنْتَ نَائِمًا لَيْلَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَتَقَلَّبْتَ فِي نَوْمِكَ مِنْ خِلَالٍ إِلَى خِلَالٍ وَقُلْتَ خِلَافَ تَقَلُّبِكَ. Allah, 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 أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَنَسِيتَ ذَلِكَ اللَّيْلَى وَأَنَا Allah, Al-Hayyum, Al-Qayyum. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manner in which my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens up the mercy of Allah for us. Allah will say to this sinner, to this badmash, to one who has drowned in Allah's disobedience, wasn't there one night that carried on as if it was never going to come to an end? You couldn't sleep. You were restless. You were tossing from side to side, side to side, side to side in your restlessness. In your restlessness. The pain in your heart of the years of disobedience with your Allah called you from your heart to cry out, Allah, 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 Allah. You took the name of your Allah. From your heart you said Allah. You said Allah. You said Allah. Allah says to this man, you forgot about that night. You forgot about that night. But your Khalik and Malik Allah is the living, is the eternal, who knows everything. Nothing escapes his knowledge. Allah says, I did not forget that night. That Allah that came out of your heart on that night, because of that I have wiped away your lifetime of sins. Enter Jannah through your amal. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah. This is a season. This is a season. Ulama have named this night Barat for that reason. This is that night. This is that night. The famous riwayat, Aisha wa Madar radiyallahu ta'ala anha, realizes the absence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to go into detail, time is limited. She realizes the absence. Human being, the wives of my Nabi were such that Quran declares, Ya Nisa an Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. Allahu Akbar. Let the idolaters and let the enemies of Islam taunt and slander my mother any way they want.
Their taunting and their slandering is like the example of a person looking at the sun and trying to spit at the sun. The sun will fall, the spit will fall back on him. He will never shame the sun with his sinning, with his spitting. My Allah has said, O the wives of my Nabi, O the wives of my Nabi, there are no women in this world that will ever equal you. لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ My Nabi enjoys a greater right over you than your own life. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ And my Allah has declared in the Quran that the wives of my Nabi are your and my mother. Who will tolerate anyone insulting his mother? Which human being can ever tolerate such a thing? Which human being will ever honor or look with respect at one who insults his mother? Quran says, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ The wives of my Nabi are your and my mother. They enjoy that right over us. And Quran places the seal, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ There are no women like them. They don't exist. They don't exist, women like of the caliber and the position and the piety and the status and the purity and the chastity of Azwajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Quran. She was insan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there. Momentarily the thought enters, maybe he's gone to one of the other wives. So she goes out to investigate. Where she finds him? In Baqi. In Baqi, Aisha is full of regret. What I thought, and yeah, here is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the worry for his ummat, the cry for his ummat, finishing himself for his ummat. No mother or father or individual ever cried for anyone like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for you and I. I'm cutting the incident short. Aisha returns back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he comes back, he hears her breathing heavily. Aisha reveals the thought that had occurred in her heart. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam opens up before her. Aisha, hadhihi laylatun nisfi min Shaban. This is the middle night of Shaban. Jibreel has come to me and informed me. Walillahi fiha utaqa'u minan nar ka'adadi shu'uri ghanamikal bani kalb. Allah will free on this night from Jahannam. Jahannamis. Those who by their actions have earned the punishment of Allah, they will turn in repentance on this night. The mercy of my Allah is such that Allah with one decision will free as many people as the hair on the sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. And then what was the exhortation of my Nabi? What was the amal of this night? Practically he demonstrated. To understand that, the hadith which we mentioned in the beginning, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is a season, these are chances, these are opportunities. Don't let them go to waste. Many opportunities we have already lost. How much longer this life is, my respected brothers, you and I don't know. Now is the time to make decision. Change the direction. Now is the time to make decision of tawbah. Now is the time of make decision to come back to the masjid. Now is the time to make decision to sincerely repent from our wrongs, from our lies, from our treachery, from our riba, from our hurting the feelings of others, from the filth and treachery of the heart. This is a season. This is preparation for Sayyidu Shuhur, Shahrul Sabr, Shahrul Jannah, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Ijaba, Shahrul Itqi Minan Niran, Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar is coming. We are on the cusp of it. Allah will fling open Jannah. Allah will lock up Jahannam. That is the month of Allah's mercy. Allah, that is the month of the Quran. That is the month of dua. That is the month of muasat, of sympathy. That is the month of generosity. That is the month of the acceptance of dua. That is the month when Allah will make the decision every night to free 1 million souls from Jahannam minimum.
This is the preparation. So Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the season came, we observe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would he do in preparation for Ramadan? When Rajab would start, then Shaban, in preparation, lam araka tasum, shahram min ashur, ma tasuma min Shaban. Ya Rasulullah, not like you and I, dreading Ramadan, waiting till the last moment, stocking the freezers with the savories in an out of fear, I have to stay a little bit hungry. No. He says, Ya Rasulullah, we have not observed you fasting as much as you fast in Shaban. Besides Ramadan, why do you fast so much in Shaban? Great sunnah of my Nabi. I am digressing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mondays and Thursdays he would fast. 13th, 14th and 15th of the Islamic months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast outside Ramadan. What was the reason for this? Many reasons, many benefits. Amongst those that are found in Ahadith, one of them, when Osama bin Zayd asked this question, two wujuhat are given. Two answers, two reasons are given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for kathratu sawm, for fasting so much like this, particularly in Shaban. The one reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives, hiya shahrun turfau fihi al-amal ila rabbil alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the balance sheet for the whole year is presented in Shaban before Allah. Your and my balance sheet. What did we do for the whole year? Turfau fihi al-amal. Daily there is a presentation. Daily, yata'aqabuna fikum, malaikatum bil-layl wa malaikatum bin-nahar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fi salati subh wa fi salati al-asr. At the time of Fajr salah and at the time of Asr salah, there is a shift change that daily occurs. Angels of the night, angels of the day, when they go back to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala asks them, and Allah already knows everything. In what condition? Fima taraktum. In what condition did you leave them? They are those fortunate ones amongst us. Allah make us amongst them. Then the malaika give this report. Taraktukum yusalloon. Taraktukum yes, yusallun, wa wajadtukum yusallun. One group gives the report, we left them and they were in salah. And the other group gives the report that we found them and they were in salah. So at Asr and Fajr, keep this in mind. Every day this question my Allah is asking those malaika that come from the first shift, how did you find them? In what condition did you leave them? That is the daily presentation. Then there is a special, heightened weekly balance sheet that takes place. According to hadith, we learn this happens twice a week. The bigger presentation on a Thursday, the smaller presentation on a Monday. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I fast on a Monday and a Thursday. I fast, and we find in the lives of the awliya-i kiram that particularly on a Monday and Thursday, particularly on a Thursday, many of them would be found crying at the time of Asr on a Thursday. Why are you crying? The disciples would ask. Or sometimes the wife would ask, why are you crying? They would say, this is the time that my Nabi informed me that my weekly balance sheet is being presented to Allah. So fast on Monday, fast on Thursday, there is a special presentation. And then there is annual presentation, turfau fihi al-amal ila rabbil alameen, which takes place according to this hadith in the month of Sha'ban. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, uhibbu an yurfa amali wa ana saim. I Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach you and I Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prefer that when my annual balance sheet is presented to my Allah, I should be in a condition of fasting. This is why he would fast excessively in the month of Sha'ban. Important lesson we learn. That bring the sunnah of fasting alive in our lives. Not only in Ramadan. Don't dread this. Don't dread fasting. It's a great opportunity. One riwayat it comes. That one Jannati will be sitting with his wife on the banks of a river of honey. One of the Hura'een he will be sitting with. Then he'll ask her by way of observation, Allah made my nikah with you. Why did Allah make my nikah with you? What was the reason? She will remind him. Not Ramadan, outside Ramadan. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in his Hadil Arwah ila Biladil Afra mentions this riwayat. Not Ramadan, outside Ramadan. She will remind him of one very, very, very hot day. Your lips became parched. You were hungry. You were tired. You were exhausted. Yet you fasted for the sake of my Allah. In exchange for that nafil fast of that day, Allah made my nikah with you. We can't imagine the benefit. Multitudes of benefits. Bring the sunnah in our lives. Bring the sunnah in our lives. Fasting is not only for Ramadan. There is a door in Jannah called Riyan for those who will fast from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, and this is very, very important. Few minutes we will take to discuss this reason. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya shahrun yaghfulu nasu anhu bayna rajabin wa ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sha'ban is generally a month of ghaflat, of negligence. Hey, bhai, British Airways planes broke down. Price of commercial flights is gone through the roof. Yet there are many amongst us, particularly the affluent ones. Allah forgive us. There's a compulsory holiday that takes place in this season. Compulsory. Have to take a break. Why? Ramadan is coming. And it will be said to, Ramadan is coming, so we have to go for a weekend getaway. Book one resort or do the pay. There are people on our doorstep that don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And you ask the travel agents what they'll say. Like one of them said the other day, he says, Maulana, the front of the bus is full, the back is empty. In other words, business class. Allah give you, spend it in Allah's obedience, no problem. Spend on charity also. But where is the thinking? What is the direction our minds and our hearts are going? Ramadan is not a burden. Ramadan is not a burden. Sha'ban is not a get out of jail free card to get masiyat and sins out of our system. No. This is the month of cleanliness. This is the month of purity. This is the month of preparation. My Nabi said, Sha'ban, generally, there will be those in my ummah that will be in ghaflat. That will be in ghaflat. And my Allah's mercy is such that those who will obey Allah in that ghaflat, my Allah will not just reward them. My Allah will multiply their reward. My Allah will multiply their reward. This is what we find in ahadith. Ulama say, Allah's ibadat in the time of ghaflat will not go to waste. Will not go to waste. Why? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. My Allah is very, very appreciative. One classical example of a daily time of ghaflat is the time of tahajjud. The time of tahajjud, the special wazifa of Shab-e-Barat. The special kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. In Quran and Hadith, this is established. There are many things that are not established. Many things people make up. Many pamphlets going around, do this and do that. First rakat, read so many times this. And second rakat, read so many times that. And third rakat, read so many times that. None of these things are found in authentic ahadith. You want to know what is authentic? Stick to what is authentic. The established amal of these nights is tahajjud. The established amal of these nights is to cry before Allah. The established amal of these nights is to turn in salah, in dua to Allah. Not only this night, it's a preparation every night. Every night. Thalathatun. Thalathatun. Yuhibbuhumullah. Wa yadhaku ilayhim. Wa yastabshiru bihim. My Nabi says, lengthy hadith, just one section. My Nabi says, there is one category of people, of three. One of them, Allah, listen with the ears of iman, Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. The smiling is not literal like you and my smiling. This is, Allah knows best the meaning, an indication of Allah's extreme mercy and pleasure. Allah smiles. I'm translating literally. Like I said, it doesn't, you cannot take a literal meaning. Allah is above our examples. This is just from our understanding. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. And Allah boasts about them. Allahu Akbar. Sadaqa Rasulullah. All our lives can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through the Mubarak lips of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, you want to be amongst those that Allah is smiling at. Allah loves. And Allah is happy with. And Allah is boasting. Who? Allahu Akbar. The one who has a beautiful and an attractive partner and a warm bed. Warm bed, attractive partner, wife or husband. The nightfall descends. Quran, Quran, Quran. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومن أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا.
How many verses? How many verses of the Quran?
I just recited a few.
Many, many verses. Ibadur Rahman. Allah opens up
who the friends of Allah.
Who are they?
Like the poet puts it, ek hook si dil mein utti hai. Ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai. Hum raat ko ut ut rote hai. Jab sara alam sota hai.
And the whole world is sleeping. When the whole world is in ghaflat, when the whole world is in negligence, when the whole world is in Allah's disobedience, there are those, ek hook si dil mein utti hai.
There is a spark of Allah's ishq, of Allah's muhabbat, of Allah's love, of the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart. There is that little emblem, there's a little spark that is there, that ember, that lights up.
Ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai.
There is a dar, the pain in the heart. The fire of Allah's ishq and muhabbat that will not allow this banda to sleep for the whole night. No. No. Hum raat ko ut ut rote hai.
We get up at night and we cry before Allah. Jab sara alam sota hai. And what happens?
Allah loves him. Allah boasts about him. Allah smiles at him. Allah sends down his mercy upon him. And Allah acknowledges. Allah tells his malaika, unzuru ila abdi. Look at the slave of mine. He's got a beautiful partner. He's got a warm bed.
But he has left all that. Sara min firashihi. Sara min firashihi. He has left all that.
Raghbatan mimma indi.
Shafaqatan fima indi.
What has caused this, O my malaika? He desires my jannat and he fears my jahannam. I make you a witness. I have granted what he wants. Every night Allah is giving that opportunity. Every night. Ulama say in periods of ghaflat, in time of ghaflat, ibadat is multiplied. My Nabi said, I fast particularly in this month, because this is the month of ghaflat between Rajab and Shaaban. What is the place of ghaflat? What is the place of negligence? Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The most beloved places on this earth are the masjid. وَأَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. And the most hated place on the surface of the earth is the bazaar. Most hated is the bazaar. Why? Because the bazaar is the place of ghaflat. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقِ. That person who enters the marketplace. He could have said this in the masjid. He could have said this in the masjid. But the masjid is conducive to Allah's remembrance. He goes into a place of negligence, of ghaflat, of Allah's disobedience, where Allah is forgotten about, place which is hated by Allah. He goes there and he brings alive the remembrance of Allah. He says, فَقَالَ مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقِ. The one who enters the bazaar. My Nabi said, the one who enters the bazaar, فَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكِ وله الحمد وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. What we know as the fourth kalima. That person reads this in the marketplace. What happens? كتب الله له ألف ألف حسنة ومحى عنه ألف ألف سيئة ورفع له ألف ألف درجة وبنى له بيتا في الجنة. الله أكبر. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah writes down 1 million good deeds for him. He said it one time, my Allah records it like he did said it 1 million times. Allah wipes away 1 million sins. Allah raises him 1 million ranks. And Allah builds for him a palace in Jannah each time he will do this. Al-khayru kathir. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the mercy of my Allah. How much longer are we waiting? ذاكروا الله في السوق له بكل شعرة نور يوم القيامة. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who goes into the marketplace and remembers Allah, for every hair on his body, Allah will give him nur on the day of judgment. ذاكروا الله في الغافلين. The one who goes to a place of ghaflat, a bi'ah, an environment of ghaflat, a period of negligence, remembers Allah and reminds about Allah, Allah will appreciate it. How? ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ. The one who remembers Allah in the place or people of ghaflat. مَثَلُ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُذْلِمٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his example is like a shining lantern in a darkened house. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ نَظْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. The one who goes, just now Jamaats after Asr from this masjid may have went in Gush. Listen to this hadith. They went from the masjid, a place of Allah's zikr. They took Allah's zikr to a place of ghaflat outside. They went into an environment of ghaflat, reminded people about Allah, remembered Allah. My Nabi says, Allah gives one glance at them, such a glance of mercy, لا يعذبه بعدها أبدا. That Allah makes a decision that after this day, Allah's azab has become haram upon this person. When we hear that elan for Gush, don't take it lightly. When we hear that elan for Gush, don't take it lightly. When we hear that elan for Gush, don't take it lightly. ذاكر الله في الغافلين. The one who will remind people about Allah and remember Allah amongst the people of ghaflat. يُرِيهِ اللَّهُ مَقْعَدَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. My Nabi said, Allah will show him his home in Jannah while he is living on this earth. Allah will show him his home in Jannah while he is living on this earth. In the period of ghaflat, those who will remind about Allah, Muslim Sharif riwayat, بَدَأَ الدِّينَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَى فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. My Nabi said, when my deen began, it was strange. Once again, true deen will become strange. Give glad tidings. Give glad tidings to the strangers of that time, to those who will keep alive true deen. Who are they? Who are they? Who are they? He didn't leave it to you and my imagination. Sayyid hadith, he said, Alladhi yasluhun nas ma afsada min yasluhuna ma afsada nas min badi min ummati. Those who, when my ummah is in fitna and fasad and has destroyed my deen, who will bring the true deen alive. One athar, ahabbul ibadi ilayya. Ahabbu, yaqulullahu ta'ala, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentions this riwayat. يقول الله تعالى, Allah says, أحب العباد إلي. Who are the beloved to Allah? Who are the beloved to Allah? Taking 3 more minutes, I've exceeded by 10 minutes, after this 3 minutes. So I will complete in 3 minutes. But very, very important, my respected brothers. I'm just going to translate this riwayat. I'm not putting any label on it. I'm not putting any label. You and I can put the label. Who fits this description? My Nabi said, these are the beloved of Allah, who in the period, Ibn Rajab Hanbali mentions the riwayat, Allah says, in the period of ghaflat, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ. Who are the beloved of Allah? الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِ. 5 qualities are mentioned. They love one another for Allah's sake. الْمَشَّاؤُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالنَّصِيحَ. They walk, pedal. They go pedal. They walk the earth with the pain of humanity in their hearts, with the concern for humanity in the hearts. Al-Masha'una ala aqdamihim ilal jama'at. They go in groups, walking to the groups of people to remind them about Allah. Al-Mu'allaqatu qulubuhum bil masjid. Their base is the masjid. Their base is the masjid. The center of their operations is the masjid. Their hearts are attached to the masjid. I'm repeating. They love one another for Allah's sake. They walk the earth with the concern of humanity in their hearts. They walk the earth towards the groups to invite people to Allah. Their hearts are attached to the masjid. Fifth condition. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And when people are sleeping in the dead of night, they get up for tahajjud salah. This five conditions, my Nabi says, Allah says, these are the beloved of Allah. How beloved? فَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ. That's how beloved? That when there is ghaflat, when there is Allah's disobedience, it has become rampant. My Nabi says, as long as there is a group, a jamaat alive with these five qualities, saraftul azaba anin nas, Allah's umumi azab will be kept back because of them. Allah's umumi azab will be kept back because of them. He said to Abu Salaba Khushani, awalil mutamassiki fiha, ajru khamsina minkum. O Abu Salaba, in the time of fitna and fasad, those who will stand up for my deen, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. Sahaba, when they heard this, they said, Bal khamsina minna o minhum. Ya Rasulullah, 50 times the reward of the people of that time. Look at how intelligent this question was. 50 times of the reward of the people of that time, or 50 of us Sahaba? What did my Nabi say? Bal khamsina minkum. No, 50 of you. Why? لأنكم تجدون على الخير أعوانا وأنصارا. Why? O Abu Salaba, today there is an environment of zikr, environment of obedience, environment of itaat, environment where not one command of Allah, even if it is broken with the pain of the heart. You have helpers, you have an environment to serve the deen of Allah. إنهم لا يجدون على الخير أعوانا وأنصارا. In that time they won't find helpers. People will mock at them. There will be obstacles. People will question them. At that time, those who will stand up for my deen and the effort of my deen, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. هي شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان. My Nabi said, Shaban is generally a month of ghaflat. That is why he would emphasize, make a special effort to make Allah's ibadat in this month. Because in periods of ghaflat, in times of ghaflat, in eras of ghaflat, in eras of fitna and fasad, in a place of fitna and fasad, in an environment of fitna and fasad, those who will remember Allah and uphold the deen of Allah, this ibadat will not go to waste. My Allah will appreciate it and multiply it exponentially. Ramadan, we are on the cusp of it. Allah has given us the period of safai, the period of cleanliness, the period to prepare. This is the preparation, fasting, istighfar, dua, turning to Allah. Don't let this night go to waste. To complete that dua, that riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, فَأَطَالَ السُّجُودِ. Then my Nabi went into very, very long sajda on that night. Which night? Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, 15th night of Shaban. And she says, I heard him making this dua in his sajda. أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ عِقَابِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. O Allah, I seek protection in your forgiveness from your punishment, in your mercy from وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ, in your pleasure from your anger, in you from you. The source of every salvation is only Allah. لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. I cannot possibly praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. وَلَا يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ فِيهَا. And very briefly, my Nabi said, certain categories of people, even on these nights, شَبِ بَرَاتِ شَبِ قَدَرِ, even on great opportunities of forgiveness, will be excluded. Their tawbah will be kept in abeyance, put one side. If there are certain sins that are prevalent in their lives, amongst these sins, one is shirk, which we know. Among other things that are mentioned, hanging of the clothes beneath the ankle in certain riwayats, musbil. Aq liwalidey, the one who has rent asunder his relationship with his parents, the one who has severed family ties, and very, very, very important, my respected brothers. Like we said, it's a time of cleaning. This is the time of cleanliness. Meet Allah with a clean heart. Clean from sins, and more important, clean from rancor, from hatred, from jealousy, from enmity, from looking down upon others, from thinking you are very pure and everybody else is impure. No. Clean this heart. Wala ila mushahin. The one who keeps this rancor, nurtures it like a child, nafrat, hatred, dislike for others in his heart. My respected brothers, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even on this night his dua will not be accepted. So very, very important to clean this heart and to correct our relationship with others. And the cleanliness of the heart, especially about others, having this negative thoughts and emotion towards others, this is such a great ibadat. We don't even realize it's ibadat, but it is such a great ibadat, the safai and cleanliness, that wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid and I take qasam upon Allah. If we can do this, Allah will raise us like those who fasted every day and read tahajjud salah for the whole night, every night. Allah will raise you even higher than that. If you will keep this heart clean, keep this heart clean, keep this heart clean. These nights are there. Beg Allah, ask Allah, ask Allah to give us that humility. Ask Allah to cleanse our hearts. Focus on your weaknesses. Stop focusing on the weakness of others. If we start focusing on our own weaknesses, we won't have time to run anybody else down. We won't have time to look at other people's weaknesses. Be worried about our own weaknesses. Be worried about our own reformation. Allah use us for the reformation of others in a way that Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. My Nabi was Salim al-Sadr. His heart was clean. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وألائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين ودهر الداهرين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلم
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا، أنت سيدنا، أنت خالقنا، أنت رب الكون والمكان، أنت رب المشرقين والمغربين، أنت مولانا، فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. You have said on the tongue of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you will make dua, whenever you will have hope upon me, I will forgive you and I will not care what a great sinner you are. You have said on the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you sin against me and sin against me and sin against me, so that the whole earth right up till the heavens are blackened with your sins, and then you turn to me and ask me for forgiveness. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Oh my Allah, you have said, I will wipe away all your sins and I will not care how much you have sinned. You have written on your arsh, my mercy is greater than my anger. You have said in your Quran, إِنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, we have blackened our souls, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have, every day, every moment of every day, we have sinned against you, Ya Allah. Our nights are spent in ghaflat, our days are spent in ghaflat, Ya Allah. The tide of aggression has turned against the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this ummah is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cheaper than water has become the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. In Kashmir, Ya Allah. In Burma, Ya Allah. In Yemen, Ya Allah. In Africa, Ya Allah. You have given so much rope to the Firauns of today. They are slaughtering this ummah. They are crushing them like insects, Ya Allah. They are hungry, Ya Allah. They are thirsty, Ya Allah. They are without shelter, Ya Allah. They are without protection, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, in ardi wasiya, my earth is wide. Today, on the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this earth has become narrow and straitened, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our sins, no doubt it is our disobedience, Ya Allah. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You called us towards you, we ran away from you. Your muazzin called us to the masjid, we turned our backs on the masjid, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished himself for us. He cried, he tied stones to his stomach for us. He cried day and night for us, Ya Allah. He was pelted in thigh for us, Ya Allah. His daughters were given talaq because of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he suffered. He suffered like no other human being suffered because of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, not only have we shown our enmity to you, we have shown our enmity to him also. We have slaughtered his sunnah, Ya Allah. No doubt whatever is happening, Ya Allah, whatever is happening, Ya Allah, to this ummah, Ya Allah, this is still your mercy. This is still your mercy. You have said in your Quran, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. Ya Allah, you said in your Quran, we will make you taste the small azab of this world before the big azab of the akhirat. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you come back to your Allah. Ya Allah, after the long night, Ya Allah, after the long night, it is you that brings the light of daylight, Ya Allah. Yeah, after the earth has dried, has become scorched, has become parched, it is you that sends the rain of mercy and re-enlivens the earth and brings it back to life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after this long night of disobedience and darkness and suffering, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. There is no amal we can present. There is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There is no Ali and Osman amongst us, radiallahu anhum. There is no Rabia Basri or Junaid Baghdadi amongst us. Ya khar hai, badkar hai, doobe huye zillat. Kuch bhi ho. Lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummati hai, Ya Allah. There's no amal. Tere izzat ki qasam. Humne achche banne ki bahut koshish kiya mere Rab. We tried, Ya Allah. We tried to please you, Ya Allah. We made Toba and then we broke the Toba. And then we made Toba again and then we broke the Toba. Humne bahut koshish kiya. Aksar zindagi isi ghaflat mein guzar gaya. Most of our lives have passed in this negligence. Ab to maut samne, Allah, now death is in front of us. You gave us Shab-e-Barat, you gave us Shab-e-Miraj, you gave us Ashura, you gave us Ramadan, you gave us opportunity. Still hum badnam badmash nikal gaye. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what greater loss. What greater loss can there be, Allah? Hum namaz bhi parte hai, lekin tere yaad nahi hote hai. Hum munafikin ke namaz parte hai, Ya Allah. Hum tere zikr karte hai, lekin tere mohabbat ki mitas hamare zuban par nahi hai. Ya Allah. We take your name, we don't feel the sweetness. We go into sajda, we are thinking of things besides you. Koi amal nahi. There's nothing we can present. Nothing we can present. Tere izzat ki qasam, there is nothing we can present. All we can present are the tears of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pain of his hunger, the pain of his suffering. Behind it was this cry, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. He finished himself for us, Ya Allah. We are not worthy, Allah. We are not worthy, Ya Allah. Yet we are beseeching you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised, bring the whole earth full of sins. You will find me with greater maghfirat and greater forgiveness than that. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are sinners, Ya Allah. There is no doubt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is absolutely no doubt. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai. La bari'un fa'atadir. La qawiyun fa'antasir. Hamare paas koi uzar nahi hai. There is no excuse. There is no excuse. Ya Allah, we are iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we are admitting to our sins. We are admitting to our weakness. Ya Allah, but with that, Ya Allah, tere izzat ki qasam, we have this conviction in our heart that your mercy is greater than our sins, Ya Allah. Your forgiveness is greater than our sins, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. You have said in your Quran, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We are presenting to you the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are beseeching your mercy and your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly and secretly. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat quickly. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of the earth. Remove the obstacles for hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humanity needs hidayat, Ya Allah. Like
hence humanity are going towards Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you on this Mubarak night in which you free more souls from Jahannam than the hair of the sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Your mercy is even greater than that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America Hidayat, give Asia Hidayat, give Australia Hidayat, give China Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give Africa Hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring the Ummah back to the Masjid, Ya Allah. Bring the Ummah back onto Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love. Grant us the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us the love of your obedience. Grant us the love of Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we, those amal which are beloved to you, give us, Ya Allah, make them beloved to us and give us the tawfiq to carry out those amal. Ya Allah, those amal which are hated to you, Ya Allah, give us the hatred of that, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, let us stay away from such amal. Bring us onto halal. Save us from haram. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts of hatred, enmity, jealous, malice, Ya Allah, of jealousy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the nur of iman, with the nur of taqwa, Ya Allah, with sabr, with khashiyat, with tawakkul, with ikhlas, with lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant, make us beacons of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty words? Give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de, is kaam ke nafa khol de, is kaam ko apni zindagi ke maqsad banane ke tawfeeq naseeb farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us dais of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us to the four corners of the world, Ya Allah, to bring alive your name, to bring alive the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, use us as an instrument and the means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitnas, protect us from the tide of various fitnas in different directions, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, protect our deen. Let us be steadfast upon deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us, protect our families, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us khatim on iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of qabr. Those that have passed away and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr. Make their qabrs jannats from the gardens from the jannah. Make gardens from the gardens of jannah. Do not let it be puts from the puts of jahannam. Save us from the azab of hashar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Grant us jam-e kawthar from the mubarak hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dayyan, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Arham al-Rahimin. Save us from Jahannam. Hame dozak se bacha le, hum bahut kamzor hain. Hum bahut kamzor. Hum duniya ki mamooli si takleef bardasht nahi kar sakte. We can't bear the slightest difficulty in this world. How are we going to bear Jahannam? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya mere Allah. Ya mere Allah. Is mubarak raat mein. Ya Allah, this mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ijalla min utaqaika min an-nar. Ijalla min utaqaika min an-nar. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, our families, Ya Allah. Our wives and our children, our parents, Ya Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make the decision of umumi hidayat, Ya Allah. Make the decision of umumi hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant us behtareen akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our parents, we can never ever fulfill their right, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you on this Mubarak night. Irhamuma. Irhamuma, 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 kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, those that are in any difficulty, remove their difficulties. Those that have asked for du'as, requested du'as, Ya Allah, mutawakki of du'as, our asatiza ikram, our elders, our kabirin, Ya Allah, accept their du'as. Protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, protect haramain sharifain, protect aqsa, open our haramain, Ya Allah, open our masajid, Ya Allah, remove the restrictions, Ya Allah, remove the tests that are keeping the ummah away from the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen is taking place, in any line or avenue, whether it is khanqa, whether it is madrasa, madaris, whether it is tabligh, any effort of deen that is pleasing to you, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a share in that mubarak effort that is taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan is coming, Ya Allah. Your beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, balighna shahra Ramadan. Ya Allah, cause us to remain alive, to experience the beauty of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Let us spend our Ramadan correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us spend our lives in such a manner, Ya Allah, that we earn your Ridwan, that we earn your pleasure, Ya Allah, that we come upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka min abduka.